Hello, friends, and welcome to the Story Behind podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Rich boss picks penny up off of street and explains its true value. Written by Mel Johnson, read by Lori Pitts. How many times have you been out walking and have noticed a penny on the ground? Most of the time, people just keep on walking. After all, it's just a penny, right? But then there are some folks who will pick it up. Usually, it's because of a superstitious promise of luck. But a story with a very different reason has been making its rounds on the internet, and it's too good not to share. It's a rich man who stops to pick up a grimy penny, and his reason is a great lesson for us all. Several years ago, a friend of mine and her husband were invited to spend the weekend at the husband's employer's home. My friend Arlene was nervous about the weekend. The boss was very wealthy, with a fine home on the waterway, and cars costing more than her house. The first day and evening went well, and Arlene was delighted to have this rare glimpse into how the very wealthy live. The husband's employer was quite generous as a host and took them to the finest restaurants. Arlene knew she would never have the opportunity to indulge in this kind of extravagance again, so she was enjoying herself immensely. As the three of them were about to enter an exclusive restaurant that evening, the boss was walking slightly ahead of Arlene and her husband. He stopped suddenly, looking down on the pavement for a long, silent moment. Arlene wondered if she was supposed to pass him. There was nothing on the ground except a single darkened penny that someone had dropped in a few cigarette butts. Still silent, the man reached down and picked up the penny. He held it up and smiled, then put it in his pocket as if he had found a great treasure. How absurd! What need did this man have for a single penny? Why would he even take the time to stop and pick it up? Throughout dinner, the entire scene nagged at her. Finally, she could stand it no longer. She casually mentioned that her daughter once had a coin collection and asked if the penny he had found had been of some value. A smile crept across the man's face as he reached into his pocket for the penny and held it out for her to see. She had seen many pennies before. What was the point of this? "Look at it," he said. "Read what it says." She read the words. "United States of America?" "No, not that. Read further." "1 cent?" "No, keep reading." "In God we trust?" "Yes." "And?" "And if I trust in God, the name of God is holy, even on a coin. Whenever I find a coin, I see that inscription. It is written on every single United States coin, but we never seem to notice it. God drops a message right in front of me, telling me to trust him? Who am I to pass it by? When I see a coin, I pray. I stop to see if my trust is in God at that moment. I pick the coin up as a response to God, that I do trust in him. For a short time at least, I cherish it as if it were gold. I think it is God's way of starting a conversation with me. Lucky for me, God is patient and pennies are plentiful. When I was out shopping today, I found a penny on the sidewalk. I stopped and picked it up and realized that I had been worrying and fretting in my mind about things I cannot change. I read the words, "In God we trust," and had to laugh. Yes, God, I get the message. God's signs are all around us. Sometimes we just overlook them because of their simplicity. Keep your eyes peeled, but more importantly, keep your trust in him.
Thank you so much for listening to the Story Behind podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links below in our show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help more people find us. The Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Once in a Generation, a podcast comes along with the power and eloquence to inspire us all.
This show will entertain you while you wait for that one. Join two best friends, author and former history teacher John Driver and comedian Johnny W. for hilarious and authentic conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
You can listen to Talk About That wherever you find your podcasts or at lifeaudio.com.